You know when your phone constantly bugs you to do an OS update? Like it tells you it's fixing glitches, patching security holes, making the whole system run smoother. Usually you just hit install and totally ignore the details.
Yeah, nobody reads those release notes.
Right, exactly. But imagine that operating system isn't for a phone, it's for an entire country's local government. Welcome to a new deep dive. Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at South Africa's Local Government Laws Amendment Act of 2002.
And it reads almost exactly like the release notes for a massive democratic OS update.
Yeah, a vital update for a nation that back in 2002 was really still actively figuring out the nuts and bolts of how its local municipalities should function day to day.
I mean, when you look at the mechanics they put in place, it reveals this brutal prioritization of practical function over democratic theory.
The election mechanics introduced in this act really highlight that prioritization, you know, like take a ward election where only one candidate is nominated.
They don't even hold the vote.
Right, that person is just automatically deemed elected. And even wilder, if an election results in a dead tie, they settle it by drawing lots.
Yep.
Wait, if there's a dead tie, they just pull a name from a hat. Is that truly democratic or just a ruthless way to save time?
Well, what's fascinating here is the sheer raw pragmatism at play. When you are building and running a young, expansive democracy, resources are incredibly finite. Runoff elections cost
Where they
millions.
take weeks to organize. Yeah.
Weeks, yeah. You can't have local government completely paralyzed, unable to pass budgets or make decisions just because you're waiting a month to hold another vote to break a tie.
Wow.
It's basically a practical shortcut to keep the gears turning.
So the theoretical ideal of democracy sort of takes a backseat to the reality of the municipal budget. It's brutal, but I see why a young nation had to do it. You literally cannot afford a stalemate.
Exactly. And avoiding stalemates is really just step one. Once that local government is seated, municipal survival depends entirely on aggressive financial rules.
Because if local councils don't have revenue, the whole system crashes,
Right.
which explains the heavy accountability measures they baked into this code. Like, if you are a local councilor, you cannot be in arrears for your municipal services for more than 3 months.
Yeah, you can't run the town if you aren't paying your own water bill.
Makes total sense.
But it goes far beyond the politicians. Everyday citizens face what the act calls a restraint on transfer of property.
Oh, right, the clearance certificate.
Yeah, if you want to sell or transfer your house, you have to present a clearance certificate proving you've fully paid all municipal service fees, property rates, and taxes from the past 2 years.
It's like a bouncer at a bar or, you know, a hotel refusing to let you check out until you pay for the mini bar.
Yeah.
You simply cannot leave the local housing market until your municipal tab is settled.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, local governments provide the baseline survival services, water, waste management, local infrastructure.
Yeah.
So tying municipal debt directly to property sales legally gave these new municipalities the teeth they needed to actually collect revenue and stay solvent.
So here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Creating this modern, unified standard of accountability wasn't just about writing new rules.
No, it was about actively destroying the old ones.
Exactly. This act legally overwrites a deeply divided legacy.
The legislation specifically repeals things like the Black Communities Development Act of 1984.
It also wipes out outdated ordinances from the so-called homelands, right? Like Transkei and.
Tsitske, yeah. Former segregated territories, which were originally designed by the apartheid state to keep populations divided and unequal.
So this isn't just dry bureaucratic housekeeping, is it? It's active historical cleanup.
Standardizing municipal law across the board was a crucial, literal step in unifying a previously fragmented nation. I mean,
Yeah.
you can't run a unified democracy on fractured discriminatory legacy code.
Wow, yeah. Wiping those old laws off the books basically established one equal set of rules for every single municipality. So, what does this all mean for you listening right now? I think it reminds us that Den's legal amendments aren't just red tape.
No, they are the living, breathing evidence of a society's evolution, its practical struggles, and its ultimate priorities. They are the blueprints of how a society decides to function.
And what it chooses to leave behind. Which leaves us with a final question for you to chew on.
Think about this one.
If your own local town or city ran a massive legal OS update tomorrow, what outdated, strange, or unfair code hidden in the local bylaws would you want them to delete?